Our Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The family of a Washington, D.C. teacher who died after a Los Angeles police officer tasered him is now suing for millions.
Keenan Anderson died over 4 hours after he was shocked repeatedly by an LAPD taser. Police say he had cocaine and marijuana in his body. The coroner has not yet ruled if it was a taser, drugs, or something else that killed Anderson at the hospital. Anderson's family says it's suing for $50 million. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Police in Evansville, Indiana, investigating a shooting at a Walmart last night. They say a disgruntled former employee fired into the store's break room, shooting one worker. Police say they later shot to death the gunman. NATO allies agreeing to send more weapons to Ukraine. They met in Germany talking about an over $2 billion U.S. military aid package for Ukraine. Germany, though, not agreeing yet to supply Ukraine with heavy tanks. On Wall Street, the Dow up 330 points. This is ABC News. Larry Ray was convicted of sexually, psychologically, and emotionally manipulating his daughter's classmates at New York's Sarah Lawrence College. He was sentenced today to 60 years in prison. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
He moved into his daughter's dorm room at Sarah Lawrence College and then used psychological manipulation and physical abuse to lure them into this life of sex trafficking in some cases, or to really degrade them.
David Crosby didn't always get along with his bandmates, but after his death, one of his most famous former friends is speaking out. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Neil Young joining the chorus of those remembering David Crosby. The two famously feuded in recent years, but Young's statement has nothing but love for his former CSNY bandmate. Young writing that Crosby's voice and energy were at the heart of the band. They had so many great times, especially in the early years. He calls Crosby a very supportive friend in those days, closing with, "Love you, man. I remember the best times." David Crosby died Thursday at the age of 81.
Andy Field, ABC News.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A fourth suspect is now charged in the killing of a Milwaukee mail carrier last month. Prosecutors say Lakeisha Duxworth lied to investigators when she told them her home security cameras were not working. They were, and prosecutors say they show Andre Cross delivering her mail. Cross was shot to death a few days later. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval for the April ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on statewide ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be. We're here.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained.
This is a game. And they're down by 7, down by 9 at one point, but they held strong. Even when the offense wasn't scoring, they figured out ways, get on the line. They've got two fouls against key players. Starter Bennett Bassick, and Sam Leone, who's been quality off the bench in a guard role. So, Connor, what are your thoughts?
I think they're playing pretty good, honestly. I think they're going against a team that has depth, has height, has a really, really large support out here too. And so a lot of pressure on them tonight. And I think they're coming through. I think if we just, like you said before, I think the Stars are probably going to go off, you know, get some more points on the board this.
Yeah. They create some additional opportunities. And
exactly. And so,
but also be patient on regular half court, you know, situations.
Exactly. And so I think this game is very much in the cards. And I think that if we just continue playing how we are, I think we have a good shot of winning.
And they're feeling confident, I think.
Yeah.
And so they can create more scoring opportunities. They're getting Kurenko open. Evan Stout's gotten a lot of playing time this half, but just not a lot of scoring opportunities. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see him get those opportunities in the paint where he's pulling down rebounds.
Exactly.
And setting picks, as well as on defense.
Yeah, having another taller forward out there to catch some of those rebounds and take the load off of Tack and off of
And Check is only and 3 Daniel. Points, so I think he's due for a couple more. So
exactly. Yeah, so I'm pretty optimistic right now, personally. But
me too. I feel really good. And, I was expecting, honestly, nothing against our black shirts. I was expecting a first half like Muskego had against us. Mm. And as we know now, that had more to do with the black shirts being sluggish more than it did.
The team.
Muskego flexing its muscle. I mean, they obviously played really aggressive and tough, you know, credit to them. But against this Arrowhead team, which they crushed Muskego by, like, legend has it, it's 20 or 30 points. They crushed West by a similar margin. Even Catholic Memorial, we saw, is a great team. Got beat up pretty badly by these guys. So credit to our black shirts. They're proving that they belong here. And you are still fighting for a strong finish in this conference. I don't know where they're at in the standings with regards to defending their championship, but in terms of making a case for the playoffs, they're right there in it. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that victory against Sussex Hamilton was a big statement win for them, and one that they kind of told themselves internally, hey, we got this. We can play with the big guys, and we can make great plays.
And I know one of the biggest weaknesses that we've had, and you know, this is nothing on the players. It's more about the program, just the number of players that we have, you know, in comparison to some of the other programs.
Yeah, but, 15
honestly,
teams.
No, but
15 guys.
But honestly, it's like when you have a smaller lineup, although you you do tire them out. They need the time. And so having it so you develop this core group of solid players that know how to play together, it makes it so they can grow a lot faster versus having a 15-man roster where half of them, you know, probably don't get as much rotation as just a select number of players. So I feel like that's the one of the advantages the team has, and I think that's the reason why we've been growing so much over this course of the season.
Point taken. I'm looking at Arrowhead, who's been on the floor tonight, and I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Yeah, they got about 8 players, but I think, let me double count that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 players, but you look at all 8 of them, and they all could be starters for other schools and could even break into the starting lineup for this school. Mm-hmm. And, heck, they may, you know, Craig Hosey's the coach. He's got a junior guard by the same name. I would anticipate he could see some time and be a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some of the other size. Yeah, so it should be an interesting second half. Let's see what Arrowhead does. And Blackshirts had some good looks in the paint, but Arrowhead blocked some of those shots that normally shots that we could get off against other teams. So there is, you know, in terms of the talent difference, we're seeing some of that. But, you know, we're keeping the game close, and we're really minimizing those Arrowhead opportunities, even when they are getting penetration in the paint. So real credit to our guys.
Yeah.
It's about less than a minute, less than 2 minutes before the second half begins. So when we come back, we will start it off. And Blackshirts trailing 24-21 to Arrowhead here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Hey, we're back at Waukesha South to begin the second half. Possession arrow favors Arrowhead, so they will inbound from half court. They will now be coming to the south basket. Inbounded to Kramer from Recky. Kramer guarded by Check. It's starting lineup in for both teams. Recky has it now, guarded by Check. Recky spins, pulls up. Yes for Recky. Mac Recky. Boy, you don't want him to get hot. That was good defense by the Blackshirts, but. So Check now to Cook. Cook guarded by Recky. Goes around a Krinkle pick to the left. Robinson in the corner. Robinson dribbles now. Gets it back to Krinkle, top of the key. Krinkle dribbles to the left backcourt. Back to Robinson, who comes to the left side now. Robinson dribbling on Villarreal. Pulls up, long jumper, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Bastic on the fast break. Bastic a little into Villarreal. Yes. Villarreal, who may need lead all scorers tonight with 8 points. Check has it now, guarded by Kramer. It's a 7-point Arrowhead lead. Blackshirts yet to score their first basket with 16:45 in the second half. Check has it now. Check driving. Gives it to Cook. Cook with Recky guarding. Krinkle. Krinkle drives. In no man's land. Gets it out quickly to Check. Check driving on Valario. Nowhere to go. Oh, a tough pass to Morose coming from the baseline. Really nothing there. So tough defense from the Arrowhead forces a bad Blackshirt pass. So 28-21, Arrowhead jumping out to a 7-point lead, 16-26. Kramer has the ball, guarded by Morose. Gilbert has the top of the key. Recky for a long three. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded by Gilbert. Back to Villarreal. Good to a driving Recchi. Recchi's going to dunk it. That's 8 for Recchi. 30-21. I'd like to see a black shirt timeout here. Unless they can convert on this drive. Great heads-up play by Recchi, recognizing the opportunity off the offensive rebound. Oh! Bassett knocks it away, almost saves it in bounds, but it goes off. Great hustle by Bennett Bassett with 4 points tonight. 30-21, and it's been all Arrowhead here so far. 15-56 in the second half. Inbound to Cook. Cook goes around a crinkle pick. He's driving all the way. Cook with the layup. Oh! He switched hands there, which I didn't think he needed to do, and couldn't get it to fall. Now Recchi driving into the corner for Kramer. Kramer for three. Off the back of the rim. Check there for the rebound. In transition, he's going to take on Recchi for the layup. Yes, he's the check. Uncontested. 5 for check. 30-23. Warhawks. Kramer dribbling. Guarded by Morose. Crossing half court. He's going to drive in. Gets to a driving Bennett, but knocked away. Bassett touched it last. Great defense by Ethan Check. Gets the layup and then causes the turnover. So black shirts reversing their fortunes. 15-22 in the second half. Trailing 30-23. Check to Morose. Morose now top of the key to Cook in the right backcourt. Cook guarded by Recchi. Karinko to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive. Oh, a really difficult shot to get off there. Well covered by Arrowhead. Oh, Robinson steals it. Oh, they get it for the over and back. I don't know about that call because he did not have control. I really don't like that call. He did not maintain control until he was over the line. What's your call on that, Connor?
I completely agree. That was not very good.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you, Don. That wasn't very good.
It looks like the ref was bored when he made that call.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you got to reward great defense. And Robinson made such a great pick on that from a very tough angle.
Yeah.
So now Bassett has it. Kicks it over to Recchi. Recchi, nowhere to go. Knocked out of bounds from Robinson. Went from behind the back pocket there to knock it away from Recchi. Recchi's going to inbound now. Inbound to Bassett. Guarded by Check. Big size disadvantage here. Bennett's going to drive. Tries to shoot. Nope. Nowhere. Good defense by Check. Now he's got it to Villarreal. Guarded by Cook. Villarreal driving. Kicks it back out to Kramer. Kramer now coming to the top of the key. Now driving on Morose. That really wants to go. Good D by Morose. Kicks it over to Villarreal. Real's going to drive. He's got a lane and a beautiful layup. That was designed beautifully by Arrowhead. 10 points for Villarreal. The first to break double digits for either team. 32-23. Arrowhead. Check's going to drive. He's going to pull up. A great little move by Check, but it can't fall. Gilbert gets fouled on the rebound. That may go against Check or Morose. Either way, it's going to be three. It's Morose. That's three on Morose. Difficult time to get that third foul. So 14-11 remaining. Arrowhead with a 9-point lead, 32-23. Morose is going to put pressure on this inbound on Sam Leone, who's just come in for Kramer. Recchi, top of the key, inbound to Gilbert. Gilbert knocked away beautifully by Cook. Great anticipation by Cook. Cook driving. Alley-oop to Robinson, but knocked away, but Cook is there to get the layup. Wow, what an exciting series of events. 32-25, 13:49 remaining. What anticipation by Tyron Cook, turning what was going to be a sure Gilbert basket into a turnover and a basket for... And it's good. But he travels, no basket. Great move by Villarreal, but too many steps. So black shirts, 13:39 and counting, trailing 32-25. Check's got the ball against the man defense for the Warhawks. Robinson now has it back to Check. Check's going to drive back out to Cook. Cook to Morose. Morose drives. He's got a look. Reverse layup. Yes! What a shot by Charlie Morose! Wow! 9 points for Morose. 32-27. It's now a 5-point game. Recchi's got the ball covered by Robinson. Recchi's going to drive. Great move by Recchi. He gets fouled along the way. No, they call a travel on Recchi. Two travels in a row for Arrowhead. 32-27. Some great momentum here for the Blackshirts. 13:05 and counting. Cook dribbling it up slowly, guarded by Recchi. Karinko setting a pick. No, now it's Morose. Karinko, top of the key, guarded by Gilbert. Gives it to Check. Check's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Check pulls up. Yes, Ethan Check. What a shot. 7 points for Check. 32-29. 12:42 remaining. Leone's got the ball. Leone's going to go all the way in. But a foul has been called. That might be Morose. That could be four on Charlie. And I think we need to go into the bench here. Gilbert's going to get the nod. Yep, that's four on Charlie. So Connor, goes back to what you're saying. If we can play deeper into the bench, we can avoid this early foul trouble against some players that have been really playing well. And Morose has just been top shelf. Amazing. Beautiful inbound to Recchi, and he makes it. Powers his way in. And Recchi's entered the double-digit world with 10 points. 34-29, Arrowhead, 12:27 and counting in the game. Cookie guarded by Recchi. He's going to drive. Kicks it out to Duncan, to Karinko, now to Robinson. Robinson driving. Oh, loses the ball off of his foot. And that's going to go out of bounds on Recchi. He couldn't get the handle on it as he was looking to take it the distance. It's that level of excitement, you know, before you concentrate on the ball, you're thinking ahead. And we see it happen all the time in football. Inbound to Cook from Check. 34-29, 12:11. Cook goes around a crinkle pick into the corner to Check. Check's going to drive. Check, a little dish to Robinson. Doesn't fall, but Robinson recovers, gives it to Cook. Great hustle by Daniel Robinson. Blackshirts maintain possession. Duncan from the left wing. He's going to bring it over to the middle. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson with a little kiss. No good. Rebounded by Bassett, and he gets fouled. Very poor foul there. I think that's going to be Check or Duncan. That's four on Check now. Third. Okay, I stand corrected. Three on Check, but still, that's foul trouble in my book with 11:45 remaining and Charlie Morose out with four fouls. Recchi has the ball, guarded closely by Robinson. Recchi's going to drive. Beautiful layup. Wow. Back Recchi putting on a clinic here with 12 points. Six of those in the second half. 11:26 remaining, 36:29, Arrowhead. Karinko for three. Yes, Tommy Karinko! 36-32, 11:15. Great way to answer back by the Blackshirts. Two trays for Karinko tonight. Leone's going to drive, and a foul gets called. I think that's Duncan. That's Duncan's first tonight. 14 fouls for Blackshirts. Arrowhead is yet to commit a foul here in the second half. So Sexton back in the game. Giving Gilbert a blow. Trouble at the inbound. They get it to Sexton. And Sexton gets his first basket of the game off the bench. 38-32, Arrowhead, 11 minutes left. Cookie dribbling past the line. Guarded by Recchi, taking his time here. Over to Robinson on the right backcourt. Robinson, he's going to drive to the basket, and he gets fouled before the shot. That's going to be Villarreal, his first. Robinson wanted the basket. Two on Villarreal. Check will inbound. Check to Cook. Cook with a jumper off the inbound. Yes, Tyron Cook. 8 points for Cook. 34-38 in favor of the Warhawks. Bassett has the ball in the left backcourt, guarded heavily by Check. Goes around a pick. Sexton's open. No, they got Villarreal. Villarreal's going to try to drive. Goes nowhere. Oh, they call a foul on a beautiful steal by Check. I don't know about that call. No, Cook's going to get the call. That's two on Cook. Five team fouls now against one Arrowhead. Kramer will inbound. Gets it all the way to Bassett. Check's going to steal. No. Bassett hangs on. Bassett's going to drive. Lamp by Bassett. Yes. Boy, he made that look easy. 6 points for Bennett Bassett. 40-34. Arrowhead. 10-11 and counting. Robinson to Check. Check's going to drive all the way. Check all the way up. Blocked. But a foul. Beautiful block by Sexton, but they get Kramer. That's his second. So Check's going to come to the line. He's 1 for 2 in the first half. See if he can improve those numbers. First free throw by Check. No, off the back of the rim, unfortunately. Tough miss. Check has 7 points so far tonight. We'd at least like to get this one here. Second free throw from Check. And that one's way off. Sexton skies high for that rebound. Here comes Kramer for Arrowhead. Kramer guarded by Duncan. Oh, a beautiful backcourt. Recky dishes it out. Sexton's going to make the basket and the foul. A beautiful, unselfish dish by Recky to Sexton. Grinko gets his first foul tonight. Well, you really see the strength of this Arrowhead front line. Powering his way in for that shot. And that's an air ball. It'll go to the black shirts automatically. But it is an 8-point lead again for Arrowhead with 9:54 remaining. So every possession's critical here for the black shirts. Cookie dribbles it now. Guarded by, they have a 1-3-1 zone now. They're showing. Matchup zone. Branko back to Check. Oh, boy, here. He broadcasted that pass. Bassett's going to take it, and he makes a reverse layup. Bennett Bassett is now a 10-point lead and a poor pass by Check. So I really like this 1-3-1 zone, Connor, especially with the personnel. Krinkle for another three. That's out the front of the rim. Nope, it hits a high beam, so it's automatically out of – oh, they're calling a foul. A push off against Bennett. That's going to be 3 fouls against the starter. Third team foul, 9:20 remaining. A big break for the black shirts on the miss there. Inbound to Kurinko. Kurinko fakes the three. He's going to drive now. Kurinko for the layup. Yes, but he misses, but gets the foul. That's going to be Bennett again, I think. Nope. Villarreal will get his third. So chipping away at the fouls. Kurinko's going to come to the line now. So we need to get some free throws here. First one for Kareem. No, that's off the front of the rim. So Sam Leone's going to come in for Villarreal. Got with 3 fouls. Again, Arrowhead in their navy visiting uniforms, light blue numbers and fonts. Gringo makes the second one. So 7 for Tommy. It's a 9-point game with 9:14 remaining in favor of Arrowhead. Kramer's got the ball. Oh, a little trouble with the delivery, but he gets it back. Trying to hit Bastich there. Now he gives it to Leone. Leone driving to the center, guarded by Cook. Leone, oh, trouble with the pass, but he finds Recky with a three, and oh, just misses. Great rebound by Sexton, and the bucket. 6 points for Sexton, and it's an 11-point Arrowhead lead, 8:49 and counting. And Richter calls a timeout. And we'll take one here, too, here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Blackshirt's trailing Arrowhead. 46-35, 8:46 remaining.
Year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, we're back to the here at the C.J. Johnson Special Events Student Event Center here at Waukesha South with the black shirts trailing by 11 with 8:42 and counting. And oh, and almost another steal here. Krinkle has in the corner now. Krinkle gets it back to Cook now. Arrowhead back to a man defense. Trey Duncan in the game now. Or he stays in the game, excuse me. Cook now to Check. Check to Robinson. Almost lost the ball there. Check was sinking three. Now he's going to drive. He gets it off. No! Off the rim, rebounded by Sexton. Here comes Arrowhead in transition. Leone looks, drives the basket. Oh, he's fouled there by Check. No doubt about that one. Great job by Leone, faking the three.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The family of a Washington, D.C. teacher who died after a Los Angeles police officer tasered him is now suing for millions.
Keenan Anderson died over 4 hours after he was shocked repeatedly by an LAPD taser. Police say he had cocaine and marijuana in his body. The coroner has not yet ruled if it was a taser, drugs, or something else that killed Anderson at the hospital. Anderson's family says it's suing for $50 million. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Police in Evansville, Indiana, investigating a shooting at a Walmart last night. They say a disgruntled former employee fired into the store's break room, shooting one worker. Police say they later shot to death the gunman. NATO allies agreeing to send more weapons to Ukraine. They met in Germany talking about an over $2 billion U.S. military aid package for Ukraine. Germany, though, not agreeing yet to supply Ukraine with heavy tanks. On Wall Street, the Dow up 330 points. This is ABC News.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. 6 years after the attack, 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison has been convicted of second-degree sexual assault. The victim went to the hospital after the assault in 2017 for an examination. Investigators linked McDowell's DNA from that sexual assault kit to another case. Attorney General Josh Call praised the survivor and the investigators and prosecutors who fought for justice. A growing number of young children are battling mental health issues and suicidal thoughts. Health officials say emergency departments are seeing three times the number of pediatric cases than they did a decade ago. The largest increase is in suicidal ideation and drug and alcohol intoxication or overdose. In the last 4 years, they've seen the highest increase in kids younger than 14. There's a lack of therapists and clinicians who are trained to care for children. You're listening to Civic Media in the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
again.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
And we're back at Waukesha South with the Blackshirts facing a difficult 13-point deficit with 6:08 remaining. Tyron Cook has the ball. Cook in a very unfamiliar position here with only 8 points all game. Guarded by Recky, who's been scoring at will and defending great. Oh, Cook makes a tray. 11 points for Cook now. It's a 10-point game. 5:49 and counting. A very important defensive stand here for the Blackshirts. Although everyone is this. Oh, a beautiful back. Recky hangs on, though, just to Vera Ariel. Leone has it on the corner. Leone's driving. Leone can't handle the ball. Robinson gets the loose ball. Here comes Daniel Robinson on Recky. Recky strips him, but Robinson hangs on. Back to Karinko. Franco looking for help. Sees Robinson in the corner here. Guarded closely by Kramer. Robinson. And Kramer fouls him. A block on Kramer. That's three on the senior point guard. A call, I think, that could have went either way there. I thought Leone had pretty good position, but Robinson's a very quick customer. So Cook now driving. Cook with the layup. That gets blocked, but no. Gilbert gets called for the foul. I did hear some skin on that, so that's only two on Jace Gilbert, the Waukesha North defector. Cook at the line. Both teams in the bonus, but this is a two-shot foul. First one for Cook. Yes! 12 points for Cook. He must have heard me talking about his point total. He's at four straight points so far, including a three. Let's hope it'll be five here. Second one from Cook. Yes! So it's an eight-point game. 5:20, 53-45. Blackshirt still in a man defense. Kramer to Recky. Recky guarded by Robinson now. Double. Oh, and Robinson gets called in the backcourt. That's three on Daniel Robinson. And Recky will be going for the 1-on-1 here. As Bassich comes in for Leone, give him more size. Check's going to come in now, give him more ball control. Check comes in for Duncan. Duncan did a great job filling in for Check. Got a beautiful tray. Some great defensive play. 5:10 remaining. First free throw from Recky. And it's good. No surprise there. From the all-world senior for Arrowhead. Second free throw from Recky. Yes. So Recky brings it back to double digits. 55-45. Arrowhead, 5:07 remaining. Cook with the ball. Guarded by Recky. Cook goes to the left now. Cook to Morose. Back to Robinson now. Robinson guarded by Villarreal. Robinson goes around a crinkle pick. Gilbert recovers. Robinson's going to drive now. Kicks it to Morose for three. That's going to fall short. Lost the handle on that. Oh, Morose with a great steal. Saves it into Robinson. Here come the Blackshirts. Long pass to Karinko. Karinko decides to hold. No, he goes for the shot. Oh, off the rim. Nobody there to rebound but Gilbert and the rest of the Blackshirts. So remains a 10-point game, 4:30 and counting. A missed opportunity there for the Blackshirts. Kramer looking for someone. He's got Bassich. Bassich at the near the half court line. Guarded by Robinson. Bassich is going to drive. Kicks it over to Recky. Recky driving now. Recky pulls up. Yes! Okay. 16 points for Recky. 4 minutes remaining, a 12-point Arrowhead lead. Cook. Goes around a critical pick. Gives to Morose. Morose fakes the three. He's going to drive. Kicks it to Karinko for three. Tommy Karinko. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Recky over Cook. Very seldom does someone sky over Cook. 3:39 is your time remaining. Bassich has the ball now. Guarded by Robinson. Bassich is going to drive. Kicks it to Villarreal. Villarreal pulls up for a little jumper. Yes, Villarreal! 12 points for Villarreal. And the black shirts call timeout. 3:24 remaining. 59-45 in favor of the Warhawks. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Hey, welcome back to the C.J. Johnson Student Event Center here at Waukesha South. And my guest tomorrow morning on This Week in Waukesha is varsity football coach Darnell Wiltz, talking about getting the proposed amendments from the WIAA's Conference Realignment Task Force that has now moved Waukesha South and Waukesha North into the Parkland Conference, a more equitable conference for our football men. And March 7th is the final vote for the Board of Control. And so Coach Wiltz will talk about what needs to happen for this these revisions to go through in favor of our black shirts and our North Stars. So we're back to live action as Cook has the ball in the inbound. Cook to Robinson for a long three. Robinson off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert to Bastic. 3:08 remaining now. 59-45 in favor of Arrowhead. Bastic guarded by Check. Bastic is going to drive. Beautiful dish to Gilbert. Gilbert pumps. Gets the basket and the foul. Gilbert gets his sixth point tonight. Third basket. Franco gets his second foul. So it's 61-45. 2:55 remaining. And Gilbert looking to make a three-point play here. And he does. So it's 62-45 in favor of Arrowhead. A 17-point lead, which really betrays how close this game was for most of the game. Cook for a long three misses. Oh! Robinson gets Hurts rebounding it. Cook has it. And a layup for Check, and it's good. And a timeout finally. Robinson is on the ground. He's in pain. He did not fall right. Battling for that rebound. Was kind of undercut by Villarreal. And you have to imagine this. It's pretty quiet here, except for some parents yelling at each other. Kaylin Weber and her team are out there taking a look. Looking at his lower back there. A couple of Cook's, Daniel Robinson's down. A couple of his family members are looking. With the Check basket, it should be 62-47. They haven't put the points on, but they waited for Check to score to call timeout, so they better add the points. Not that it matters much at this junction of the game with 2:37 remaining, but obviously a very concerned crowd here tonight. Our honorable mention, All-State guard Daniel Robinson, he's sitting up, which is a good sign. That's all we can really see. The kind of medical team is kind of has a wall in front of us. But the fact that he's sitting up is an encouraging sign. I thought it might have something to do with his knee. Could be a hamstring. Robinson comes up to an applause from both cheering sections. It looks like it could be a leg or a knee, maybe even an ankle. He's being helped off by Emmett Hoyt and Kaylin Weber. Stout's going to come in for Robinson. Evan Stout, the junior from Banting Park. We got a full court press going. They do put the points on for Check. So it's 62-47 with 2:37 remaining. And stranger things have happened. So let's see what these black shirts can do. Long inbound. That's the Bastic. Bastic covered by Cook. 2:33. Stout's going to come in and double. Force a long pass. Recky has it. Recky to Gilbert. Gilbert underneath. Yes for Gilbert. Not the situation we wanted to set up. 9 points for Gilbert. 64-47. Cook with the ball. Cook to Krinko. Krinko to check. Check driving. Check. Little bank. Yeah, see the check with a nice little banker kiss on a drive. 11 points for check. Inbound to Bassich. Bassich, heavy pressure. Has a streaking Villarreal. He's going to go for the layup, and he makes it. That's 14, I believe, for Villarreal. 151 and counting. Cook with the ball. Guarded by Recchi. Cook's going to drive. Cook. He gets fouled by, I think it's Recchi or Kramer. They're calling Kramer. Alex Kramer. Private eye. That's his fourth. Not that it matters too much. So Cook's going to come to the line. Cook with only 12 points tonight. We've mentioned one of the keys is for Blackshirt's victories. He's got to have over 20. That hasn't happened. There's been great support, though, from other players. Charlie Moroz, Tommy Karinko, Ethan Check, who may have a career high. And Cook makes the second. 50, he only made one, I'm sorry. 66-51. Gilbert again on a drive from Rick. He misses! A great block by Cook. And Krinko gets fouled by Gilbert. That'll be three on Gilbert. The North Star defector. Krinko comes to the line. First free throw from Karinko. Oh, he missed. Doesn't get the bonus. Rebounded by Gilbert. So free throws have obviously hurt the Blackshirts tonight. Bassich bringing it up for the Warhawks. Guarded by Stout. Now gives to Kramer. Kramer guarded by Moroz. Back to Bassich. Stout on Bassich. 118 and counting. Bassich to Villarreal in the corner. Villarreal drives all the way. A beautiful layup by Villarreal. 68-51. 104 remaining. Stout underneath. Yes! He gets clobbered by Gilbert, but no call. So Stout gets on the board tonight. Villarreal driving. He's going to go all the way. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert underneath. And he makes it. So check now. Check driving on Kramer. Backward layup. No, doesn't make it. Long pass to Recchi, but Moroz with a great job knocking it out of bounds. He knocks it off Recchi, so the Blackshirts will get it with 36.2 seconds left. And now Coach Richter will empty the bench. And so now we've got Pau Segui, Brighton Staub, James Smith, and Giovanni Rios Ibarra, Tack Tadioka. So, good chance to give some guys who haven't had much playing time some touches tonight. So the Warhawks deliver, but it was a great game for most of the, for the first 30 minutes. Staub with the ball dribbling, hits Tadioka. Tadioka back to Pau Segui. Segui driving, gives it to Staub. Staub driving, gives it back. Oh, pass this. Pau Segui couldn't get the handle on it, so 20 seconds left. I would like to see Staub pull up and shoot that. He had a good look there. So, Leone dribbling it for the Warhawks. Probably content to let the clock run out. We'll see here. Yep, and now number 20, Tyler Davis has it. Gives it to Tyler Carnell. Back to 32, Jay Hazy. And they're going to let the clock run out. And the Warhawks are victorious, 70-53. So after a very exciting win from our JV1 team in overtime, Blackshirts played the Warhawks tough for a half or three quarters and just couldn't keep up with that powerful Warhawk machine. Tyler Recchi on the second half was scoring at will. Great play by Garrett Sexton, dominating in the boards. So just really, Black Shirts couldn't convert on free throws, missed opportunities in transition, and really just couldn't, had a hard time setting up good shots against that Warhawk defense. Connor, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think it's like what you were saying before, at the half, the Arrowhead lineup is, or the Arrowhead lock. Nah, sorry. The Arrowhead roster is just so deep. I think what the Black Shirts need to do is try to not necessarily get more people to score, but get more people to make plays. That's what, like Ethan Check, he's not particularly a score person, but he, every single time he makes a play, gets a stop, drives, tries to draw a foul, even if he doesn't score. And I think what that'll help, especially with some of the main scores, because if you can get a play going, if you can get a good play going, all you have to do is find the open man and then pass it out. And so I think that would help in future games, just getting more of the players to set up some of the zones and set up some of the plays.
Sure.
So
Connor, that was my godson, Henry Zan, and my nephew just came up to give me a big hug. Special thanks to Henry. Great kid. Mm-hmm. Future star. You're absolutely right. And I just credit to Arrowhead. Boy, they let it. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a Garrett Sexton as part of our front men? Boy, that guy.
Yeah.
Three block shots in the first half that I could count. Steal. And he put up 8 points. Really, you know, tough in the paint. And you know, it's like they say in football, you can't coach size, and size really kind of, you know, won over for Arrowhead once they figured out how to get those guys in space.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to their guards who created a lot of those opportunities. A great help side defense from those guys. Great job moving the ball and tiring out the Black Shirts enough for Mac Recky to do his magic. So credit to Arrowhead. Black Shirts will be back again next Tuesday. I forget who they play, but we'll be here. Let me take a look at the schedule here. Indulge me. And don't forget tomorrow morning on This Week in Waukesha, the Black Shirts will be taking on, This Week in Waukesha, my guest is varsity football coach Darnell Wiltz, and we're going to talk about the future. Will the Black Shirts go into the Parkland Conference along with Waukesha North as proposed by the WIA's Conference Realignment Task Force? We're going to learn more on that. And we're also going to have Jim Santel from Morrowind Cannolis is going to come in early. And he's going to talk also about legal implications with conference realignment in case WIA, if they decide not to go in that, go in our favor and look out for the health and safety of our men and put us in a more equitable football conference. And Jim will also talk in the last segment of the show. We're going to talk about legal ramifications of some of the decisions or recent resolutions by our school board. And then somewhere in the show, we're going to get Amanda Medina Roddy's going to pop in and invite us all to a great pancake breakfast at the Rotary Club's putting on. So look forward to that. Please don't forget about the $1 million giveaway. Tell everyone you know that owns a small business about this. Some great opportunities to promote your business, build new sales, not just here in the Waukesha area, but statewide on many of the Civic Media properties. I want to say Daniel Robinson still walking out with help from the trainers. It looks like an ankle injury or something in the leg. It's obviously troublesome to us. You know, one of our star players. We'll see what we'll know more about that soon. I am hopeful, and my apologies to everybody. I just want to find out who we're playing on Tuesday before we say goodnight. Bear with me a moment here. And here we go. And, you know, Calvin wants to know, too. He's curious. So, actually, the Black Shirts will be on tomorrow at 5:30, the Luke Holman tournament. We will not be broadcasting that. That is the annual Luke Holman Memorial Tournament that takes place at Brookfield Central. But that'll be a great game to watch if you happen to be in Brookfield. And then we will see them Tuesday, January 24th, we'll be hosting Muskego, and we've got redemption and vengeance on our minds as the Warriors come to town. So 7 o'clock, cover starts at 6:30, and then don't forget Friday, January 27th. Calvin's got this game on his calendar.
Connor.
Connor. Well, Calvin does too, because Calvin also happens to be a huge Drew Wagner fan. Okay. Wags is coming to the house here on Tuesday, so or Friday. Muskego's here Tuesday, Kettle Moraine Friday, but we are very excited to see Drew Wagner. He put up 30 points against us in a losing effort, but I would not. Drew Wagner and his teammates are far from losers. It was really fun to watch him play. He's also a great football player. So a lot to look forward to next week of Blackshirt basketball. And don't forget, we won't be broadcasting, but if you're in the area, check out the Luke Holman tournament. Other great teams playing. Blackshirts take on West Dallas, Nathan Hale, 5:30. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 on This Week in Waukesha. Calvin will be there. I'm sure someone's going to be bringing donuts or maybe cannolis if Jim Santel's listening. So, hey, thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Don't forget about the $1 million giveaway. And see ya! Thanks, Calvin.
Yep, see you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Love you, man.
Just to clarify, we're not broadcasting the game tomorrow afternoon?
No, remember, we didn't put that on the schedule because it's at a gym. It's a tournament. There's going to be like two or three other teams playing.
Powerfully of the importance of union. Addressing a group of Teamsters in 1967, he said, "Union recognition meant the real beginning. Union meant strength, and recognition meant the employer's acknowledgement of that strength." Perhaps his most stirring reflections on the labor movement came in a speech he delivered to the AFL-CIO in Springfield, Illinois in 1965. King said, "The two most dynamic movements that reshaped the nation during the past three decades are the labor and civil rights movements. Our combined strength is potentially enormous. We have not used a fraction of it for our own good or for the need of society as a whole. If we make the war on poverty a total war, if we seek higher standards for all workers for an enriched life, we have the ability to accomplish it, and our nation has the ability to provide it. If our two movements unite their social pioneering initiative 30 years from now, people will look back on this day and honor those who had the vision to see the full possibilities of modern society and the courage to fight for their realization. On that day, the brotherhood of man, undergirded by economic security, will be a thrilling and creative reality."
You're listening to The Rick Seth Show, where working people come to talk.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. Let's get to the phone lines. Got Alice on one. Alice, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm reading more and more about this George Santos, if that's his name, because they're finding out he has like three or four other aliases. And I'm just thinking to myself, it would be so ironic to find out that he's an undocumented alien, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that just be the thing to
and
find
they would
out?
Justify it. Look, he is who the Republican Party is. They're cons. There's nothing surprising me. I hope Democrats will take my advice and do nothing. Leave this albatross around the Republican Party's neck. He is them. He is their reflection in the mirror. Let them have to deal with it. This idea, oh, he needs to resign. No, let them deal with it.
Oh, well, my husband and I are with you on that. And we also agree that if it would come out that he's not a citizen, you know, he's an undocumented alien, that they would come up with some sort of outrageous justification for it.
No, of course he's a drag. He was a drag queen. Won competitions as a drag queen. This is one of their key outrages. One of their own. It's remarkable the gymnastics these people do.
Well, you know, he couldn't have been too much of a drag queen because I saw the pictures and I'm thinking, you know, that's no one that would make it on RuPaul's Drag Race. But I guess I'm spoiled.
There you go. There you go.
I like my drag race. But I do. Years ago, I had a friend that I worked with when I was a manager at McDonald's. And he was was gay, and he was would do drag queen shows. And I would give him, I would go out shopping at thrift stores and find him.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W252.